Да, дорогие друзья, как всегда,
hello, dear friends. As usual, our webinar on Sunday, Dr. Lyman is with us, Michael Samuilevich, Semyon Venikor. We're continuing inner perception. Today we're going to talk about the upper soul of pleasure. Let's start with the article. We're looking at inner perception, part one, about the branch, the one and the only one. The soul is part of the common. And in that, we'll understand what the Kabbalists say about the essence of the soul, and this is what they said. The soul is a part of divinity, truly, and it's not different. The soul is part and not everything. It's like a rock carved out of a stone, and there's no difference between the stone and the mountain. So how can we understand part? How can we and see the difference between a part and a whole? The Kabbalists know how to mix things up from nothing. I would say it simply. Let's conclude. Firstly, the Creator created a will to receive, to enjoy. That's working to please itself is called egoistic. A desire to receive when it works for something else, for others. It's called altruism. And this altruistic desire to answer the masses is called a soul. It's simple, Senka. After these first 10 lines, you concluded, because there's nothing beyond this. A soul is a desire that the Creator created. He didn't create anything else. This desire has an intention to work for others, for bestowal, for love. So this inclination of the soul's intention to work for others is called a soul. It can only be like this. Or a situation that I work for myself is the ego, or a situation that I work for others, including the Creator, that's altruism or a soul, or a neutral situation, which is in the middle, where things aren't shaped. Senka, you now answered how to connect me to the soul. Precisely, a soul forgets the ego. And when you say desire, intention, those are different words, but it's one and the same. So a soul is a desire with an intention. A soul with a desire to help others is called a soul. Does it have any width? It depends on the desire, Senka. Let me make a picture, because I understand that you're starting to... They're also asking, what is the material of the soul? One second. We were told for 2,000 years what a soul is, and now you're saying something new. We need time to absorb this. This is a desire to receive. It only wants to receive, to enjoy. The upper light comes. And then we have the surrounding light. Is that clear? Okay. Where do you see it? Do you see it? Good. So it allows this desire. First of all, it gives this desire the ability to put a screen, to place a screen. Does this restriction that I, for myself, don't receive anything. This is called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. And then this desire, this will to receive, receives upper light.
Для того, чтобы передать его другому.
to pass it on to others. This is called direct light.
Прямой свет, отраженный свет. И сколько оно может получить?
Direct light, returning light. And the more it can receive for the sake of bestowal, it's even more. So the more it can receive for others, in this it fills others, is called inner light. This is the whole format. There's nothing beyond that. So there's nothing to be scared about. Kabbalah is not a scary wisdom. So ask, Senka, can we say that it's my spiritual double? This is my soul. If you organize your inner attributes in this way, then you'll have a soul. Senka, if I understand what restriction is, so going against the ego, yes, that's what we're talking about all the time. So tell me, where do all these things come from that we see? Say there's a table here. There's a table. Can we show the surrounding light going into a table? No. Everything that you see and feel, including all the levels, static, vegetative, and inanimate, and human, you see it in the four desires of your simple desire, not to bestow. We have four desires inside the will to receive. It's actually five. These are the levels of our will to receive. And in accordance with this comes the light. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. And inner light.
Где-то у меня здесь есть возможность показать. О, нет.
I have, do I have an ability to show it here? No. How can I show it?
Да, вот. Вот это вот.
So this is the inner light. Can you see?
Внутренний свет. Вот он, ор пними.
The inner light.
Значит, если у нас
появится
наше желание.
So if our desire is divided into five parts,
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it worked. One second. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So this is what we receive, inner light. In these five parts. So that is somewhere inside me here. Where's your desire? Everywhere. So in this static desire comes light and it allows me to see the zero is the static, is the still. This means that you see in your egoistic desires. We're still not talking about this entire system. We're still talking about you having a desire to receive, and you have parts, and you're receiving in them a feeling. Outside of this format, you can say that if I put through my still desire light, here we have a desire. You get light inside of it. It goes into you, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This
pen doesn't write well. If you feel here, if you feel your nature is still vegetative, animate, human, then you see the light, the world around you. That's your world. This world. But I have so many animal desires that I see outside myself, such a wide range of vegetative and animal. Yes, you simply don't recognize it. How do I not understand this? It's revealed gradually. Suddenly you go somewhere, you see more or less, but it's only in your desire. It appears to you that you're going somewhere. You're not going anywhere. You live inside your desire. It only appears to you that you're on a plane, that you're revealing new worlds, that you see rabbits jumping, that you're sailing on clouds. Not, all that doesn't exist. It's in your desire. So it's a very unique theory, but can you prove it? Hang on. This world, your world. Let's lock it in so there won't be problems. Here, this is this world. You're here. Now, if you want to build in yourself, not a feeling inside yourself, this world we feel in ourselves. And there's nothing more than it. Here, a little stretch. This is how we work with our ego. If we try to feel something that's not inside me, but outside me, outside myself, what exists outside me? It's a question.
Для этого и дается нам наука Каббала.
This is why we were given the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the word to receive a feeling, recognition, attainment, knowledge, connection with what really exists, not in me, but outside of me. And this is a completely different world. This is the upper world. The Creator is outside of me. Outside of me is the Creator, but because I attain it, from my attributes, then my attainment is always leveled. And I attain the Creator in a partial way. Okay, we'll get to the Creator later. Let's talk about our world. I don't understand that how I have desires inside myself that can damage me and even murder me. How is it possible? Why not? Rav says, why do you think that all your desires are for your own good? They're for your own good from the point of view that at the end of the day, they will bring you to the correct state. But the correct state, you will only be able to appreciate it as correct when you're in it and not from here when you look at it. Do you understand? Like a child that goes to school and starts screaming after the first day in grade one, this is school and where I have to go for 10 years. What did you do to me? And what do his parents say? You need it. One day you'll grow up. You'll be smart. And the child says, I don't want to. 10 years of this horrible... Look what kids do. And that's what you're saying too. I don't understand. Can this be proved? No, it's not possible to prove it. How can I prove it to you? Make up proof so that I'll be able to clarify for you, show you, allow you to have it like a preview to see what's there. What does it mean there? At another dimension, at the dimension that you're not capable of looking at now. It's a problem. What's the problem? Throughout history, they always said that the world stands on three pillars. There wasn't proof. People made up all kinds of theories. Yes. Now I heard that they're developing more theories about everything being round and nothing's actually round. And the world is flat. And they're also making up theories to prove it. That's what I'm saying. How can you check? You won't be able to check. That's why you need to come out of yourself. As long as you're inside yourself, you won't be able to do anything. You're not objective. But it's still interesting, even as a theory. Let's continue. Let's conclude. What does a person feel when he has a point in the heart? You're talking about a person's feeling. A person who has a point in the heart, he starts to believe you. Rav, a point in the heart, it's clear symbolically. When I start to feel outside myself, a point in the heart, I mean I desire to come out of myself. So, how did you put it? How does a person listen or hear what you say and even start to identify with it or agree with it, to want to look into it? When his point in the heart speaks to him, he doesn't need proof in the meantime, because his point in the heart is pushing him. What comes next? That's exactly what I mean. This point, I'll draw it in yellow. It's here. You see on the screen. It stands out here. It's part of the screen, yes? From there, afterwards, a screen is built. It's the embryo of the screen. You came to Rabash and he told you this? It took me 5 years to put this together for myself, so he didn't explain it to you? Who will tell you such things? So, on the way you were going through the process and you understood it, what? I didn't have so much material like you guys have today. We only had Tas, Matan Torah, Arvut, and that's it. But what influenced you in such a way that you kept going before you attained things and started looking into it? What influenced you? What influenced me was the logic. They're saying very simply, if you want, study. If you don't, go. You are free. So apparently, your internal frustration and desperation, apart from the feeling you have subconsciously that it's the truth, you have like a feeling for it, that precisely here it exists. It's not written in Rabash's books, this explanation, no. Until I began to draw things, that our world is outside us and all this, it didn't exist. It's confusing. People are asking. There's confusion. Not all the worlds, are all the worlds inside a person or are they outside? How can we understand this? Everything that we're researching, we're capable only of researching inside ourselves. The upper world, the lower world, the Creator, and everything that you say. We feel it all only in our desire, only. It all depends in which manner and how we feel what's happening. Either in the attribute of reception of our world or in the attribute of bestowal, that's the upper world. But this and that are felt only in the creature. And outside the creature, there's the upper surrounding light, like they tell us. But they tell us. Even though I don't know how they know it, but that's what they tell us. This upper surrounding light, exists here around us. I'm coloring it yellow. It exists around this vessel. This light is called Atzmuto. It's the upper force himself without any relating to us. You can attain it. But the straight light that comes to us comes from him, to the extent that we attract it. A question. What is the material of the soul? A desire to receive. What the Creator created. We have in creation the Creator, who is a desire to bestow, and a creature who is a desire to receive. And then the creature acquires a screen. A screen, the ability to have an intention outside himself, but that depends on the light. In principle, the creator's attribute is to give and the creature's is to receive. So this means I'm always working for myself because everything's in me. Yes, everything's inside you. And then it turns out that a person is working for himself. Yes. How can the soul also be a creature and also part of the creator at the same time? A soul can be part of the creator in the creature. The format that you showed us, is that the soul itself or its tools? All this is a desire to receive that made the first restriction on itself, Tzimtzum Aleph. That's working on receiving pleasures. It bestows. So this desire is expressing itself as the creator. So this desire that is created by the creator, that works as a creator, is called the soul. If I have attributes or desires inside me that become similar to the creator, they become my soul. Seneca, question. What is the best food for our soul? And how often do we need to feed it for it to grow healthily? We have to nurture it and feed it all the time with getting closer and closer to the creator in greater connection with others. Are there mountains in spirituality? There are. These doubts, like we say, yes, doubts, obstacles are called mountains. So it turns out that there's no good and no bad, there's no men, no women, there's the connection of the general I. Look, even people who live in this world, they say life is just this protein living, these formats. So what? Here also, we come to some common denominator that's more universal. How would you explain to a simple person what the wisdom of Kabbalah is? Kabbalah is a wisdom that speaks about everything. Because this wisdom speaks about material. Material that goes through all kinds of changes until it reaches complete equivalence of form with the Creator, complete integration in the Creator. Creator means the upper light or the attribute of bestowal, love. When material reaches such a state of perfection, it means it's corrected, it's in perfection, then it completes its correction. This, we need to reach this state soon. All of us. Really, all of us. Meaning all of humanity. And afterwards, all the forms, lower forms, the still vegetative and animate. What about different attributes that have to do with culture and education? Character means when the egoistic desire suits itself correctly, egoistically to the environment. It adjusts itself, and then it has a character. So a person that suits himself to the society is called an educated person. Yes, educated from the perspective that his what he does isn't in conflict with others. He knows how to get benefit out of things and also for others to benefit from him. But it's personal benefit that drives him, of course. We'll go to the next part. Now we're speaking about spiritual objects being different in difference of form. If a spiritual thing buys two forms, then it's not one, it's two. Since they are separate, as the number of bodies that are illuminated in them, and they're differentiated in the difference of form of each of them. And this difference of form defines the distance between them. I don't know what I need. Do I need to explain? The issue is, if we take, maybe let's go to the next sketch. I don't know if I can. How do we go to the next page? I don't know. Maybe like this? Yes. So, if we take our previous sketch and highlight it more, make it bigger, I apologize. This is the will to receive. And inside it, let's say there's one desire and another desire. What's the question? About the difference of form. Right. So, if these desires, if the mutual difference defines the distance between them, this is a difference of attributes that defines the distance. If the difference of format falls on one or the other, then in accordance, each of them moves toward the other or one another, where the difference in attributes becomes equal to zero, then they connect together and become as one. They transform to one. So our goal is that this entire desire, I don't know how, that this entire big desire of ours that is broken, and you know into how many parts? It's broken into 620? No, that's stages. It is broken. How is it good to put it? We'll write 600,000. Shishim ribo, 600,000 main parts. That are also divided and broken to billions of parts. So the whole plan of creation, the whole thought of creation, with all the 600,000 souls that determine the one desire, connected so tightly, they created tens, groups. Let's say the first, second, third, etc. Many, many tens. And afterward, these tens, when each ten becomes as one, they connected between them. What's it called? When they come together, until they reach this common vessel, this common desire. It's called that this system has reached its correction, and it's called Adam. So tell me, is there some synchronizing between the micro world, because there's so many molecules and all those things, cells, and also the world around us? It's not a problem at all. Everything is made up of the same desires, small desires, and each of them is in the same state of getting close, farther away from annulment, one toward the other, just to reach this common denominator. That's where we're all marching toward. Can't you see it throughout history, according to everything we're studying? In the sciences, everything. Today we're talking about the world becoming integral, revealing as being more and more an integral, single integral system. It wasn't revealed once, and now it's being revealed. So all this has a spiritual root. What do you mean? This whole micro world of mine, everything, it's all one system. Everything exists in one desire that the Creator created. It's the upper light. The Creator only created one desire, and this one desire broke into many parts, where each part corrects itself, meaning brings itself to connection without wanting anything in return, altruistic connection with others. And this is how we all connect to one, general one. And then the light that's in it, in this single one, the light and desire are similar to each other. They're not different to each other. And this is precisely the point of correction of all of creation. These 600,000 parts, they're inside me, they're inside you. So these 600,000 parts equal 8 billion people. Yes, correct for today. They're outside me, but I feel them outside of me. How is it possible that one of them decides to harm me or destroy me? How is it possible if everything's inside me? It just appears that way to you. Nobody is planning to destroy you. I see somebody comes in, or maybe it's not me. Or look. It's really not the right way to relate to the world. Nobody intends to. It's a problem. It's a problem in our perception. We're going to need to talk about it separately. But there's nothing to worry about. It's all only so that you'll feel a necessity for the Creator, nothing more. Because if He would release you, what, a Kabbalist isn't afraid of anything? Afraid? The Creator makes him afraid. But on the other hand, he knows that it's so that he will require the Creator. Of course he's scared. If he won't be scared, it will be very bad. What will force him? What will screw his ego so that he'll feel dependent on the Creator? But if he sees in his experience, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday, tomorrow, it doesn't matter. It doesn't repeat itself. So what I felt now, that the Creator is good and benevolent, so I'll forget everything, of course. Even if you don't forget, still, what's working on you this moment is working. So what is this pause between being afraid and returning to this Creator? Do we need to make it shorter and shorter? Yes. But in general, we don't need these pauses. We need to sail above all these feelings to transform it to all be beneficial for the Creator. Question. The Creator's desire in the right place at the right time, and if I feel two conflicting desires, that's not possible. A situation like that cannot be precise. It just shows lack of clarification of the situation. Try to verify better. And what happens when two desires are fighting inside you? When two desires are fighting in you, it means you haven't chosen. You need to be above them. If the Creator is revealed in the tens, so why do we need all these others to complete the 600,000? 600,000 minus 10 people. If everything is revealed in the 10, why do we need all the others? The 10 is not enough. Do you understand that to attain the depth of the attribute of bestowal and love, to recognize the upper attribute of the upper world, we need a very serious tool for sensing that is expressed, and all the changes are expressed in it. Until we remain, there's nothing, there's no impressions that weren't integrated in it. I can't explain it to you, but from the upper desire and the light and that it created, the desire to be similar to the upper light was broken by the light into 600,000 parts. And all those into subparts, and all those parts at the end of the day have to accumulate into one single desire, and then it will become similar to the light or the creator. Otherwise, it must be made up. It must be complicated. How can I force myself to research the upper world in myself if this external world is pressuring me more and more? Lots of obstacles and temptations. It's done on purpose. Nothing goes out of the Creator's control. It's done like this on purpose. You're being laundered inside your ego. It's shaking you up so that you will reveal Him, you'll attain Him. Nothing shows up in you. Any feeling that would disturb you. It's only for the sake of knowing His uniqueness and singleness. What is the difference between a person who feels the Creator outside of him? Does it mean that the first receives for the sake of pleasure and the second is in bestowal? No, there's inner light and surrounding light, and that's why it's perceived like this. But everything needs to be perceived as inner light. But gradually we'll get there. So like today, we have lots of pleasures from traveling, and there's still vegetative animate. So a Kabbalist can travel inside his desires, or it's not like that? A Kabbalist travels in his desires and has journeys in all the worlds, not just this world, but inside himself. What do you mean inside him? Right now you're inside yourself, but we don't feel it. What is a way to measure? How can we measure the spiritual distance? You can measure it in the change of attributes between two objects. You can measure it in units, but at the end of the day, it's measured in parsaot, means a unit of light. Did you try to speak to scientists about this? Have you had about the perception of reality and all kinds of what they're not capable? No, it doesn't interest them. It doesn't touch them. They understand that it's not in their control. It's not in their control. What are the tools for researching it? Only someone who studies will reveal the tools. So a person isn't born with these tools. A person is born with an inclination to it. Question. What is the difference between spiritual attributes? How are they differentiated one from the other? All these different forms of bestowal. Friends, it depends on what desires they're in, meaning which desires are formed in them, in these attributes of bestowal. So the whole world is how I always look at the levels of desire of myself. The whole world is how I look at the different depths of my desire. Everything that we see inside ourselves. Levels of my desire, my character. Let's continue.
Заголовок «Работа и усилия как вознаграждение души».
They say that.
Вначале объясним общую цель высшей силы, по причине которой она создала всю реальность, что перед нами в высших мирах и в нашем мире. Если намерение высшей управляющей силы как исключительно
то
зачем понадобилось создавать этот
And we will look at all the reality in front of us. And there's nothing that happens without a purpose. What is the purpose? And created all this reality in the upper world and the lower world. That's not correct.
Известный вопрос. Значит так.
There is a known question.
Существует сто двадцать пять ступеней постижения Творца.
There are 125 stages of attainment of the Creator. They are divided also into five parts. One, two, three, four. 125 stages, we need to attain them. In order to attain the 125 stages, first of all, they break into another five. Five breaks into another five, 125. What's happening? I don't understand. What's happening?
Не знаю. Это пять на пять и на пять ступеней.
Five times five times five stages. So for me to attain all these 125 stages until the end of correction, which is Ein Sof, the end of correction, and here is zero. For this, I need to be here. Go into this ladder from outside, meaning I need to go into it here. I can paint myself here as a person.
Потому что у меня нет ничего, никакого духовного. Когда я вхожу сюда...
Because I have nothing spiritual when I go into here. And when I go in here, I start to acquire a small spiritual vessel, a soul.
Душа.
A soul.
А это мое животное тело.
And this is my life body. There's nothing in it. Here's a will to receive.
Животное нашего мира. А здесь желание получать.
It's from this world, and here is a will to receive in intention. This is how we'll draw it, okay? That's it. So for me, how can I put it? For me to each time correctly attain the upper stages, let's say I attained a stage. And now I want to climb to the next one. So to climb, to go from one to the next, I can't do it instantly, directly. I fall to this state, this animal state. And from this animal state, I rise up to the next stage, only in this manner. Through the animal state. It's always like this. Meaning, I have no other choice except to do this loop each time. For each stage. Regarding animals, it's clear, but why apart from animal states, at least we see it like this, we have this protein state. Why isn't it only will to receive for the sake of receiving? Why do we have this protein reality? Why do we have desires and also It only appears to you to be like this. But why does it appear to me? So that you, since you don't have a spiritual feeling yet, will feel this part of your desire. I would like, I'm in the experience of will to receive. I don't know how it looks from a protein point of view. We see protein here, bodies, but this material has to exist at the level of static and inanimate vegetative. Here it exists. And what belongs to you as a person is only your desires. If they have some way to relate to the material, it's because they're dressed in the material, but it has no importance. They say that sparks of this broken soul went into bodies. What does this mean? Into the desire. This desire, where is it? Inside you. That's exactly what I'm saying. Why do we need bodies? Why do we think we have bodies? It's an addition, egoistic addition. It's a basic necessity so that you can exist in a desire. Even if this desire is like a cow, that's been given to you that way.
Ирина из Брянска, что значит вводить душу в тело?
What does it mean to put a soul into a body? Putting a soul. Soul, sometimes we say, not like I wrote here. I wrote that a soul is a will to receive with an intention. Sometimes a soul is called light that went into a desire, and then we said the soul went in, went out. What is ugliness and beauty in Kabbalah? Ugliness and beauty. Beauty is called the attribute of love. Ugliness is being self-reception and being a miser. What is spiritual shame? There's a continuation of this article that from the upper governments, the Kabbalah says pleasure that we receive, they feel shame, and the pleasure becomes suffering, and to prevent it, this world was created where the creature can enjoy without feeling shame from reception. So what is this spiritual shame? Spiritual shame is a feeling that I receive pleasure for the sake of pleasing myself. What is the connection between the efforts? What is the connection between spiritual shame and corporeal shame? Spiritual shame exists above the screen, above the first restriction. So it's impossible to judge. No, it's not possible. Question. I need to know the system, what I should get a punishment for and what I should get a reward for. Yes, you need to know the system, of course. Of course. This is precisely what we're revealing in our way. Without knowing this system, we won't be able to reach the complete correction. So it turns out that the 10 that we're talking about is also inside me, of course. But it's also outside of me, there's 10 people. It just appears that way to you, but they're all inside me. Right. So I have to work with them. You have to work with them. And how does the Creator become revealed? The Creator is also inside you. You know what? I think that if we would talk about it 50 or 100 or 150 years ago, they would burn us if we did a TV show like this. They would kill us with stones. Today, there's also people that want to kill us like that. It's a shame that there's no proof. No, there cannot be proof, and we don't need it. If we have proof for our ego, it shows that it's not the truth. How can ego inside ego, can you prove something? Question according to the sketch. How can we connect different levels of desires? No, they're just integrated because each of these stages has another 10 parts, and in each one another 10, etc., until Ein Sof, the end of correction. Question. What is the 5 times 5 times 5? How is it possible 5 worlds times 5 sfirot, 5 partsufim? Because 5 sfirot is 1 partsuf. 5 partsufs are a world. Altogether, there's 5 worlds. So that's how it turns out. 5 partsufs, 5 sfirot, times 5 partsufim, times 5 worlds, altogether 125 main stages. But when we go through them, we have to know that inside these we're integrating tons and tons of stages, sub-stages that are built inside us. We don't take them into account. It's like multiplications that are escorting us on through. We're not capable of comprehending billions, grasping billions and billions of tiny desires that are in us at the static, inanimate, vegetative, human level, and including all the nuances of interaction. In principle, if a person makes a tiny move, even if he makes a tiny move, he's influencing the whole system. He's touching and moving everything. Like a spider that's shaking one thread, so the whole network is suddenly shaking. It's the same thing here. It's called inner contemplation, the article. What does it mean? Looking, viewing, inner contemplation is when I look at all my attributes and try to transform all of them. In general, we're yearning for, striving for bestowal. I look inside myself. Yes, I look inside myself. How can I make what's inside me take it outside? But if I don't feel things inside me, in the meantime, I'm looking outward. So look inward. So tell me, why are you always telling me to be in a 10 if the 10 is inside me? No. You're working in such a way that that same 10 that you're describing now is outside of you, that will be created in you. So still, I need to start from something external. Yes, correct. What are the main tools for the Creator to control our world and the spiritual world? How does the Creator control us? With the help of the upper light. The help of the upper light, he's always changing our desires on the one hand. The desires that that same upper light created. And with that same upper light, he also gives us strength to rise above the desires or lowers us into these desires. Only through the upper light. He doesn't need anything more than that. It's very simple. He has only one force. He doesn't need the other forces. And the desire that he created exists in complete dependence on the light. So he's playing. By playing with his light, by raising it and lowering it, he's always playing with our different desires. And this is how we feel, that everything's changing. Does this light have different parameters? Do we need to analyze it, research it, only according to how it works inside the desire? And how is it felt in the desire? That by filling, emptying, raising, lowering our desires, and in our mood, not just our mood, you can be above your mood. So what is the suffering that I feel? Depends what suffering. Suffering of love or hate. Depends. Suffering is the desirable lacking. When you're missing something that you desire. When I want to bestow a gift to others, that's one kind of suffering. Or when I try to receive and I don't succeed, that's another kind of suffering. when you say that the light of wisdom that's in the light of Hasadim is like a sharp knife, of course, because any light that comes to us is obligated to dress in our attribute to bestow, to give to others. And then it will be for our sake. And this is what we need to prepare ourselves for. It doesn't come in another way. Why don't we feel the upper light? Because we don't have a desire to pass it on to others. The moment I transform myself to be like a modem or some kind of pipe for everything to go through, immediately the upper light is revealed to me to the extent that I'm open to others. Is it possible to say that when I feel suffering and pain, that means that the light isn't being... Yes, it's trying to dress in me and I'm not allowing it to and it's pressuring me. Blitz.
Юрий спрашивает, что первое, стыд или зависть?
Question, what comes first, shame or jealousy? Jealousy. Jealousy is the greatest attribute. With the help of jealousy, we can reach great acts, positive acts. We just have to know how to control jealousy. How will the world become a spiritual perception through suffering, two world wars? All the spiritual literature will be destroyed. What? We're dependent on only on Kabbalistic literature. The Creator has lots of ways to do it. Even there were two world wars, but don't worry. We're going to change all this. We're going to prevent all this. And in general, we have a good, a wonderful future ahead of us. You're going to see everything's going to change for the good. We're going through this breakage point and we're going to start climbing.
Желание прийти или не прийти в этот мир, никто не спрашивает. Желание покинуть этот призрак.
A desire to come to this world or not, a desire to leave this world requires great efforts. Why? Leaving this world in a Kabbalistic way, to go out to the upper world, to spirituality, to be born in the upper world requires a lot of efforts because this is how you acquire new attributes. You become similar to the Creator. What does it mean to be on one of these 125 stages? Let's say I'm at the level of 50. That means that if I divide my entire desire to 50 parts, then in these 50 parts, I'm already similar to the Creator. I'm already as the Creator. I see and act like the Creator and feel. To attain these stages, of course, you need to make efforts, efforts above the ego. But these efforts, you can't press a bit and carry it out. You have to attract the upper light, and the light will do everything. You're saying there's no Creator. It's just to the extent of my attainment and my revelation. So who's shaking me? Who's looking for me? Me, myself? No. This is how the Creator loves you, and He's organizing for you. You need to turn to Him. There's none other beside Him. Only from Him comes all the bad and the good. Last time you said that the Creator is scaring us, but not really hitting us. But Kabbalists go through the same suffering as everyone else. They are, it's suffering out of love. And you will see what it is. When you're awakened, negative experiences, sensory experiences, this is so that you will, in a deeper way, feel love and connection. If Kabbalists are always turning into stronger and stronger from generation to generation, so it's better to read the books from the last Kabbalists, the books of Rabash and Bala Sulam, are optimal for spiritual advancement because they speak very close to our soul. Books that were written before that are harder to grasp, even though they were written by great Kabbalists, but the style is not the same thing. They're far from us. Last question. And first messages. In Kiev, They're organizing meetings on Sunday in this club, so anyone who lives in Kyiv can join these meetings. The foundation, the basics of Kabbalah, 3 days. They're starting to accept students, and another workshop that will help prepare for the course about the fundamentals of Kabbalah. Question: what is the profit that you would desire your students to have? Only revelation of the Creator. You need nothing more than that, and I hope it's ahead of us. Senka, I want to say there's a lot of new groups with us today. Sophia, lots of new groups, Rav. Yes, dear friends, be well. I embrace you. I wish you all the best. We will meet next Sunday. So long.